welcome to the next edition of the Briefings Direct Voice of the Customer podcast series. I'm Dana Gardner, Principal Analyst at InterArbor Solutions, your host and moderator for this ongoing discussion on digital transformation success stories. Stay with us now as we learn how agile businesses are fending off disruption in favor of innovation. Our next data center agility interview explores how two Belgian hospitals are adjusting to dynamic healthcare economics to better compete and cooperate. We'll now learn how a regional hospital seeking efficiency and a teaching hospital seeking performance are meeting their unique requirements thanks to modern IT architectures. Here to help us define the multi-level benefits of composable and software-defined data centers in the fast-changing healthcare field are our guests. We're joined by Philippe Hens, Infrastructure Manager at OOSA in Antwerp, Belgium. Welcome, Philip.
Welcome also.
We're also here with Kim Butts, Infrastructure Manager at Amelda Hospital in Bonheiden, Belgium. Welcome.
Welcome.
All right, let's start out with some of the top trends that are disrupting the healthcare industry in Belgium. Philippe, why are things needing to change? Why do you need to have better infrastructure?
Oh, that's a good question. I think there are many trends upcoming. One of them are regulations by governance. So that's a quite important one. So regulations, new rules to work closer together with hospitals, to share more data, do data security. So I think that's one of the main topics why things need to change. In my opinion, there's also another part, and that's just because Belgium landscape, it's very, we have many hospitals, some of them on just a couple of kilometers around each other, and there's very few interaction between them. So the demanding augmentation of service in meaning of patients, of data, that's a growing concern that needs to be changed. So that's in my opinion, the main goal from governance, but from medicine, from how as a hospital,
Kim, how about the economics? Doing more with less seems to be the ongoing requirement. How are you adjusting to being able to keep up with your requirements, but yet try to conserve on the cost?
We are trying to do everything we can with the financial possibilities we have. We are always and constantly looking for good solutions that are affordable for us. The obligation to work in the cluster gave us a lot of new challenges. The challenges for us was security. We had invested huge in security. The new applications that are shared by the cluster. Imelda, we chose to take the role of innovator. And to be innovating, we have to spend a lot of money that was not foreseen in the annual budget. So we took advantage of the HPE's financial services to make things happen in a faster way than normally should, that we could.
We'll get back to some of that in a bit, but I want to help our readers and listeners better understand your organizations and this interesting combination of needing to compete, that is to attract customers, patients, but at the same time cooperate and share data. So, Philippe, tell us a little bit about OOSA, why you're a unique organization compared to, say, a regional hospital. What makes you different?
What makes us different? Our main focus is also patient care, but for us it's not a general cases. So it's the more specialized cases. For us, specialized surgery, stuff like that, that's really our main goal. Also, we're a teaching hospital, so learning stuff, learning from that patient data.
You have requirements for your researchers. You have more of a intense R&D environment, so that comes with a different set of IT requirements.
Yeah, indeed. That's if you call it like that, that's very important. We're also what we call a third line hospital. So for a general case, it's more a regional hospital and patients go towards. We're more specialized. So that makes it a little bit that we are more demanding on quality of data, quality of stuff, to gather more information, to level our research to a higher platform, and in main case, that's what the difference between a general hospital and a universal hospital. So it's all about teaching facility, having more complex patient stuff, and also education from that complex data. So data mining and stuff like that.
Yes. And Kim, tell me a little bit about how you, in a cluster, need to share and, in a sense, cooperate. What is it that you're sharing, and how do you do that securely, but create a better healthcare environment nonetheless?
The big difference between us in financially seen is we are a smaller hospital, and we offer a very broad portfolio of treatments because we need a lot of patients to have enough income to survive. The broad offer of the portfolio of treatments, we are going to use that together with the cluster members. We are trying to buy new equipment together, just financially seeing it's needed, because we can't afford to buy for every surgery or every kind of treatment the right stuff. So we combine our budget together, and we are hosting different things in our hospital that is used by the cluster members. Financially seen, it probably would better for the governance. Due to the regulations, we have less income than a university hospital. The benefits of education, and that is not for us. So we only get income from patients, and that's why we have a broad portfolio.
Philippe?
If I can just to add on that, just a general hospital, we have income from governance, stuff like that. We have an income flow from research, from scientific research, and it's a huge funding. It's a huge amount. That's really what makes us different. That's why we also need, if we have the opportunity to use that kind of data to elaborate on scientific research of big data. That's it's not an advantage. It's an extra benefit that we have. That's giving some pressure among the general hospital, universal hospital, because in the end, financial picture is very important in maintaining just adding extra functionality, extra business functionality via an IT infrastructure to your end users. So that's really, let me say, the playground. And therefore, in my opinion, if we maintain those clusters together, general hospital together with universal hospital and stuff like that, those clusters are needed to share among the hospitals those patient needs and concentration using the spare amount of budget.
Yeah. One of the things you do have in common is you're both trying to grapple with electronic medical records. Are you both upgrading using a different system? How are you going at the difficult task of improving and modernizing EMR?
One big difference between our hospital is our doctors are not working for they are working for the hospital, but on a self-employed based. So they are not employees of the hospital. The demands of our doctors are very high. So we have to improve all our facilities and our compute storage very fast. The needs for the new applications, and we try to innovate for the doctors. So we have to spend a lot of money on innovation. That's a big difference, I think, between the university hospitals, because the doctors are employees and not with us in demands. I think there is a big difference between that.
How about that question about EMR? Is that something you're grappling with?
Yeah, we are changing. We are looking for a new one. We are discussing. We are choosing. The demands of the doctors are sometimes higher than the demands of the general management.
Philippe, EMR, is that something you're grappling with?
Oh no, it's sweet like hell at our side. No, we're doing the same, but the difference is that we have chosen already an EMR. So for us, implementing an EMR, it's all about consolidation of those very scattered data landscape towards a centralized organization, centralized database for sharing and optimization of your data. So we're implementing it. It's correct what already been said. Somewhere there's some pressure between what physicians want and what we as IT an EMR is not always an IT project, but as IT++ can deliver. So that's, for me, it's not, for me, let me say, it's an opportunity. Eh? It's an opportunity to understand each other better, eh? So to know why they have high demands, eh? And why we have other demands, just in case of data and stuff. And so that cooperation between us as IT guys and physicians, that makes it a changing landscape, that we are more busy with business and IT solution providing than just rather implementing something. And for me, that's the first goal of an EMR. It's not about implementing something new, but adaptation of a new structure of people, how people think, how everybody's role is in the hospital. And that's really neat if you need that's needed for interaction with everybody. So we're in the process of that.
All right, so I think we have a good sense of your requirements, what makes you different, what makes an intense adaptation process for you all. Let's talk about the underlying infrastructure that's going to support that agility, that's going to solve both your problems, even though they're somewhat different. Philippe, tell us about what you've chosen for infrastructure and why that composability, lower cost, but higher performance is a help in trying to solve many of these business level and healthcare level problems.
Yeah, that's a good one, because choosing a solution, that's not, it's not that you go to the supermarket and just buy something. So it's a complex process. What we've chosen is we still have some separation of data, so storage and computing power. We still separate that kind of stuff because we want to concentrate on the things that really brings added value, and we are trustworthy. And for us, that's virtualization on a server network platform, make it, like you say, more composable, because we see the same trend on infrastructure level. That's the pure infrastructure guy fixing the server is gonna change towards a more business profile. So just a little bit leveling it more to a software defined composable picture will make us less, how should I say, should us make more independent from the real hardware. So what we've chosen indeed the HP Synergy platform. In our opinion, we're already for a couple of years or for many years an HP customer. It just works, period. And for me, knowing that something is working is very important, but also knowing the pitfalls of a project is even more important. And for me, the open discussion that you can have with HP about those pitfalls, how to maintain them, and how to adopt your people in having knowledge, how to overcome them in the future, that's very important. So for me, it's not only a decision about the metal, but also about what are the weaknesses in the metal and how that we can overcome them. And that's why we stick with HP, because it's just a good company with a relationship.
And Kim, tell me a little bit about what you're doing to modernize, but also let's get back to that all-important economic question about how you pay as you go and find innovation to afford more complex technology to give you more of a ramp up and an advancement in your serving your customers.
Because the obligation of the cluster, we had a huge impact on our IT infrastructure. So we had to modernize. We needed more compute power, more storage. So we started calculating, and a lot of calculations showed that replacing all the hardware in one time was financially seen the best option instead of spreading it over the next 3-4 years. Also, the load on the infrastructure, It needed to be replaced as fast as possible, but the budget was not available at our hospital. So the HP Financial Services provided us a solution that we can replace all our equipment in a very short notice. We changed servers, storage, our complete network, our Wi-Fi. So we started actually with a completely brand new computer room, thanks to the financial services of HP.
How does that financing work? Is it a pay-as-you-go, or is it payment spread over time? Or
it's spread over the coming 5 years. Yeah, that was the only solution that was good for us, so we couldn't afford to do it on another way.
So that's more like an operating cost budget than a capital outlay upfront budget.
Yeah, and the other thing, we we wanted to do everything with HPE because they can offer us a complete range of server storage, Wi-Fi, networking. In that way, we could reduce the complexity of all our network, and it guaranteed us a fast return on investment.
It's more integrated up front.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, what comes next? Let's talk first about what are you going to do to try to even further modernize your infrastructure to accommodate more data, more research, more sharing, more security?
Well, I think I have good offers from HP. No, I think, like I've already said, it's not about what I want to deliver. It's about what the business wants that we deliver, and a further step, what we together want to deliver to the hospital. So for me, the next step is the EMR program. So implementing the EMR, looking for the outcome of it, and have a little bit, let me say, an iteration process of implementing something, offering something on end users, and then adopt it also, and then that outcomes, use that to modernize or just level your infrastructure. So that's for me key. I will not say that we will buy more HP Synergy or a new or a faster standoff, stuff like that. For me, the key of the process I just described, that will set the margins of what we will need. Yeah.
And Kim, and now that you've got new hardware, where do you take it next in terms of perhaps people, process, or even added software efficiencies, data and analytics perhaps?
I think that's a difficult one because the cluster is very new for us. So we are still looking a good way how to we cooperate and where data is going to be placed and where services are going to be placed. So I think it's still brand new for us, and we have to find a good way to cooperate with all the different cluster members. Big issue in that is how are we going to exchange the critical patient data, and how are we going to store it on a safely and secure way?
Is cloud computing going to be part of that?
I don't know. Everything is cloud now, so maybe, probably, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of cloud, but yeah, if we can stay it in a private cloud, yeah, then okay. But public cloud, I don't know. I think in the hospital, the regulations are so so strong and the demands are so high. I don't know. I think
maybe a shared private cloud environment of some sort.
Yeah, I think that could be a good solution, but not.
Yeah, not to interrupt, but about the cloud indeed. So cloud in general, I think that's the no-go. Eh? But what we are doing, we do it already with our EMR. We will work together with a couple of hospitals, and we have chosen to build a private cloud at one of the sites of a hospital. And I think in terms of cloud, you don't need to define it as a cloud, like internet cloud, but you have to make your IT cloud aware and cloud defined inside your walls of your hospital. That's the first track you need to do, because the other track, that's still too young to discuss.
That's the reason why in the cluster, we chose to host a lot of new applications on a new hardware that gave us the possibility to learn and adapt quickly to new innovations. And other hospitals, we are becoming kind of a service provider for them. What was for us a big change, because now we are a more SLA-driven approach than we used to be.
Right. So. Well, very good. I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. We've been exploring how two Belgian hospitals are adjusting to a dynamic healthcare and a dynamic economics environment. They're both competing and cooperating. And we've learned how multi-level benefits of composable and software-defined data centers are helping them to meet many of their transformation requirements. So please join me in thanking our guests. We've been here with Philippe Hens. He's infrastructure manager at UZA Hospital in Antwerp. Thank you.
Thank you also.
We've also been here with Kim Butts, infrastructure manager at Amelda Hospital in Van Heiden, Belgium. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And a big thank you as well to our audience for joining us for this Briefings Direct Voice of the Customer Digital Transformation Success Story. I'm Dana Gardner, Principal Analyst at InterArbor Solutions, your host for this ongoing series of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise-sponsored interviews. Thanks again for listening. Please pass this content along to your IT community, and do come back next time.